So right now it's 2.3 million ounces in all categories, indicated and inferred combined. I'll talk in those terms, and it's about 5.5 gram grade on a complete
That's
basis.
very high grade.
Yeah, it's very high grade, and the project historically was known for very high grades. We're using a cutoff. We brought the grade down, actually. We brought the you know we're using a cutoff now that's appropriate for this modern gold environment. Back in the day, they were mining at $35 an ounce. So we're using $2,500 an ounce and about a 2 gram cutoff to define that 2.3 million ounces. But we think there's about 4 million ounces there. We've put that out as an exploration target. And that's based upon this vein system, this quartz sulfide gold vein system, which is quite typical in this part of the world. It's a very well understood type of mineral deposit. If that vein system that we see in the top part of the old mine and the new resource, if that continues to a 2 kilometer depth, which we think is a reasonable floor of exploration, it's upwards of 4 million ounces. So it's
Okay.
actually one of the faster growing gold projects, at least in the eastern part of Canada, because just as recently as 2023, it was 900,000 ounces, then it was 1.5 million ounces last year. It's 2.3 million ounces now, and we think it's going to four. So we've got some inertia here. We're drilling a lot. There's a 140,000 meter drill program going on, 8 drill rigs, fully funded with cash in the bank. So the biggest program this company's ever
Eight
had.
drill rigs. I'm not laughing at you. That's just aggressive. Wow.
So that's a key question for us, because if the thesis is that we don't want to build our own mill and we don't want to build our own tailings facility, you know what
Right.
happens here? So in the immediate locality to us, there are two mines: IAMGOLD's mine at Westwood with what's called the Doyen Mill, and the LaRonde mine in Agnico Eagle with the LaRonde Mill, and then another mill called the Lapa Mill. And the Lapa Mill was built for another deposit to the east of us called the Lapa Deposit that was mined just as an underground mine by Agnico Eagle, 100,000 ounces a year for about 8 years, or shipped to that facility at the Agnico site. So the Agnico site is 3 kilometers away from us, Andy.
That's it.
Just across the back fence. And the Doyen Mill at the Westwood mine with IAMGOLD is about 21 kilometers down the highway. So within 21 kilometers, there are three mills, right? And all of
No
the
need to
associated,
build a mill.
yeah, all of the associated facilities, tailings facilities, you know, t you know, everything is there.
Matt Manson, Radisson Mining, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Well, thanks, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Really been looking forward to this. I told you off camera and to all my viewers and listeners, I used to own Radisson Mining, and I regretfully, and so did my daughter, I regretfully say that we traded it out. We took a lot of profit, but it was way too early. I wish we would held on, Matt, but give me, let's start with just a 30,000 overview of Radisson Mining and the projects that you have.
Yeah, well, of course you and your daughter can still buy the stock, Andy. There's lots of upside, so the story hasn't been written quite yet. 30,000 feet perspective on Radisson, so it's the O'Brien Gold Project, and we are located in the prolific gold mining part of the world, the Abitibi in Quebec. The O'Brien mine was a former producer, operated up until the late 50s. The company over the last few years has been involved in drilling around the old mine, adding new resources, and we see a new mine there. And our story is really about location. We're surrounded by other people's mines and mills, and so the question is, you know, what happens to this deposit? The heritage of mining in this area is deposits like O'Brien getting developed and integrated into the existing infrastructure in the region. So we're drilling, it's getting bigger, and the location can't be better.
Yeah, it really couldn't. It's just a really a tier one jurisdiction. But talk to me a little bit of what you got now and how you're making it bigger. Obviously, you're drilling, but what do you have now? And then it's music to my ears that you're making it bigger.
Yeah, so right now it's 2.3 million ounces in all categories, indicated and inferred combined. I'll talk in those terms, and it's about 5.5 gram grade on a complete
That's
basis.
very high grade.
Yeah, it's very high grade, and the project historically was known for very high grades. We're using a cutoff. We brought the grade down, actually. We brought the you know we're using a cutoff now that's appropriate for this modern gold environment. Back in the day, they were mining at $35 an ounce. So we're using $2,500 an ounce and about a 2 gram cutoff to define that 2.3 million ounces. But we think there's about 4 million ounces there. We've put that out as an exploration target. And that's based upon this vein system, this quartz sulfide gold vein system, which is quite typical in this part of the world. It's a very well understood type of mineral deposit. If that vein system that we see in the top part of the old mine and the new resource, if that continues to a 2 kilometer depth, which we think is a reasonable floor of exploration, it's upwards of 4 million ounces. So it's actually one of the faster growing gold projects, at least in the eastern part of Canada, because just as recently as 2023, it was 900,000 ounces, then it was 1.5 million ounces last year. It's 2.3 million ounces now, and we think it's going to four. So we've got some inertia here. We're drilling a lot. There's a 140,000 meter drill program going on, 8 drill rigs, fully funded with cash in the bank. So the biggest program this company's ever
Eight
had.
drill rigs. I'm not laughing at you. That's just aggressive. Wow.
It's a lot of drilling, and you know, we've put a lot of
Good
effort into
God.
expanding the team and the facilities, and it's good. So that's the story of Radisson, right? It's a fast growing project in gold, right on the highway, adjacent to other people's projects. Our job is to land this plane, right? And we want to know, first off, how big is the deposit going to get, right? Is it 1 million, 2, 3, 4 million ounces? We think it's heading towards 4. And know the value of what we have.
Okay, so a follow-up question, several follow-up questions about that. So you said, correct me if I'm wrong, half a kilometer down, that is relatively deep. So
Yeah,
correct me if I'm
2 kilometers is the target, yeah.
2 kilometers. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. This is the target of this is going to be an underground mine. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so the old mine went to about 1 kilometer depth, and they stopped at 1 kilometer. They weren't going to go any deeper. Gold was, again, $35 an ounce then, and that was the limit of it. So we've been exploring. The story of us is that really the company over the last few years has been exploring down really only to about 600 meters depth. So starting about a year and a half ago, we kind of said, well, listen, let's just be aggressive, big step outs, hundreds of meters of step out. Let's just drill into the unknown. Drill below the old mine. That hadn't ever been done in 70 years since that mine closed. Nobody had put a drill hole below the final stope. So, you know, it's not rocket science to do that. So, but you got to be courageous to do that because you don't know what you're going to get. So we did that, and we hit an ounce over 8 meters, 500 meters below the final stope. And so we've been now doing these aggressive deep holes, and then we do wedges off the deep holes. So we're filling in the blank spaces here a little bit below this, the former, you know, focus of exploration in the former mine, and it's filling in, right? And so that's what's driving it now to 2.3 million ounces, and it's continuing. And we can mine that deep. I mean, you know, only 2.5 kilometers horizontal distance away from us, which is really nothing in underground mining, there is a shaft, a famous shaft, at our neighbor's property, Agnico Eagle, the LaRonde mine. It's called the Pena Shaft. That shaft goes to 3 kilometers deep. Right, and they're mining at 3.5 kilometers below that on the LaRonde ore body. That's the LaRonde ore body. So, you know, these might seem like big numbers, right? And you might, you know, you can imagine the graphic of, you know, the Empire State Building or the Eiffel Tower, like, you know, and we're way beyond that, right? Downwards into the ground. But that's our business. That's what we do, right? So 2 kilometers down is perfectly reasonable. Our neighbors are at 3 kilometers, have the infrastructure to go to 3 kilometers. So we're not getting kind of, you know, too worried about depth in this project, given where we are and given the infrastructure around us.
Well, you said something I'll just comment on. You said Agnico Eagle. That's you're right in Agnico Eagle's background. So just my thoughts as I'm thinking about all this. But Chet, I'm really curious, how wide are the veins? Are these narrow or are they, how wide are they?
Yeah, they can be quite narrow.
Sure.
So
It
half a meter
reminds
to
me
a
of
meter.
like West Red Lake or what Red Lake, correct?
Yeah. So high grade narrow quartz sulfide gold veins, half a meter to a meter. You don't we don't we wouldn't mine at those widths. So typically the veins, which can have pretty good continuity, very good continuity, and we can see that in the old mine and the drilling, very extensive lateral continuity, and they're going for hundreds of meters, these veins or vein systems. But the veins are creating an alteration envelope, And so there might be a 3-4 meter wide alteration envelope around the vein, and that will have gold as well at lower grades. And then the vein in the middle is carrying most of the grade. So when we drill through these things, we might have 6, 8, 10 meters of core length, which is grading. And then within that core length, we'll have an including, so a 1 meter that will kind of really, double digit gold usually. The whole thing averages out to a resource grade interval and core length. And then when you straighten that up, it generally turns out to be a 3-4 meter wide zone of grade. And that's what we will mine. So the panel that will get mined won't be the 1/2 meter vein. It'll be the whole alteration envelope that will carry grade most of the way across, right?
That
And
makes a
then,
lot of sense, actually, as you put it. Yeah, then that's actually not, and what do I know? You're the geologist here, but that's actually not, that's not too thin. Correct me if I'm
no,
wrong.
no, that's, the trick here is the old timers would have used selective manual mining methods, sort of jack legs and cut and fill and the jargon of mining. People might know those names, might not know those terms, but manual, picking the eyes out of it, selective mining, slow, low volumes, but going for the best stuff. We don't do
Right.
that anymore. So we've got to think in terms of mechanized mining. We've got to have equipment down there. We go for wider intervals. We take lower grade material and we take dilution to achieve that. We're focused on production rate. And with a narrow vein gold deposit, maintaining your production rate is key. And defining that and managing that, that's a function of infrastructure. It's a function of how many development headings you've got going at the same time. But you want to mechanize the thing. You want to think in bigger terms. So bigger stopes, wider widths, lower grades, more tons, ultimately more ounces at a higher production rate. So those are the blinkers you've got to have on for this type of deposit. They require a lot of drilling. We're still in the step out stage, hundreds of meters, just wanting to know how big the thing's going to be. Eventually, we'll have to go back and infill and then infill again through delineation for mining stopes. That's all ahead of us. But right now, we feel we've got a sort of growing project here and a, quick or rapidly growing project, and that's our focus. But yes, that's basically how you mine this thing. And that's characteristic of all these types of deposits, really.
Okay, talk to me a little bit about, you have great infrastructure. I just know that from my own due diligence and just being familiar with you guys. But do you have a mill, or where would you ship it to be processed or sent?
Yeah, so I that's a that's a key question for us, because if the thesis is that we don't want to build our own mill and we don't want to build our own tailings facility,
Right.
what happens here? So in the immediate locality to us, there are two mines: IAMGOLD's mine at Westwood with what's called the Doyen Mill, and the LaRonde mine in Agnico Eagle with the LaRonde mill, and then another mill called the Lapa mill. And the Lapa mill was built for another deposit to the east of us called the Lapa deposit that was mined just as an underground mine by Agnico Eagle, 100,000 ounces a year for about 8 years, or shipped to that facility at the Agnico site. So the Agnico site is 3 kilometers away from us, Andy,
That's it.
just across the back fence. And the Doyen mill at the Westwood mine with IAMGOLD is about 21 kilometers down the highway. So within 21 kilometers, there are three mills, right? And all of the
No need to
associated,
build a mill.
yeah, all of the associated facilities, tailings facilities, everything is there. If you go east of us, there's more mills again. You
Okay.
go past Malartic, Canada's second biggest gold mine. You eventually get to the Sigma Lamaque project. That's the Sigma mill with Eldorado. You've got Wesdome with Kiena. And of course, there's a lot of ore getting shipped around Northern Ontario and Northern Quebec right now in Canada. I mean, there's a lot of ore on the highways. Famously, the Borden mine, which was Newmont, which is now owned by Discovery Silver outside Timmins, that ore gets shipped about 200 kilometers to the mill, the Porcupine mill near Timmins. So we think our dance card here is pretty broad. We have been talking with our neighbors, and in 2024, we signed an MOU actually with IAMGOLD and did all the technical work around our ore going to the Doyen Mill. So there's a lot of water, which we published and then built a PEA around that, which was a sort of flag up the flagpole that this all works, right? And what kind of value do you get when you send the ore to somebody else's mill? And it's pretty good. So there's a lot of water under the bridge in this discussion. I think we've established technically that our ore is compatible with a lot of our neighbors' facilities.
Great.
It takes two to tango here, so let's see what develops. But our focus right now very much is the drilling. How big is this thing going to be? And that's what's driving the company's valuation right now, and successfully so.
Yeah, well, it's great to have options too, which you have with the mill. That will save you what, $500 million, if not more. That's great. So, let's talk about share structure, if you don't mind. What do you tell me about that? How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted, if you can talk about that?
I think issued and outstanding right now is about 420. Fully diluted, it's not much more than that. I think it's 440 or 450. We've got a relatively, I think we have 17 million options outstanding, which isn't that much. And we've got less than that in warrants. I think just a few million warrants left over. The last two financings we did didn't have any warrants attached to them. So we are pretty, it's a pretty tight capital structure. 450 million shares fully diluted. That the company's been around for a number of years, so that's what you get for a company that's with our kind of heritage. No debt.
Great. How much cash do you
Pretty
have?
$32 million at the end of the year, our last published financials. So
Fantastic. And are
that
you fully
finances all the
funded?
drilling this year and into next year.
That was my next question. So you're fully funded through the year, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Well done. Talk a little bit about really then other than drilling, do you have more what else is the plan, or is that just really the main focus right now?
I think our work is based upon two planks here. The main plank is the drilling, the 8 rigs, the 140,000 meters.
That's a lot of rigs, Matt. Wow.
And shareholders can expect, news flow to be flowing in this. We just put a resource update out at the beginning of March, which was a significant increase, and we plan to do resource updates on a step-by-step basis through this program. So they won't just park that sort of, park that information at the end of the program. We kind of guide our shareholders through the process with resource updates. The other plank is the development of the project, right? And we're at a crossroads here, right? The project is getting big enough to be a standalone mine. It does support its own thing. When you see how much infrastructure is around us, it's almost, it's a nonsensical proposition that you would want to do that, because the better value outcome is almost always going to be using existing infrastructure, as you suggested, indicated mills are expensive things to build. So I think we're at a crossroads here as to what the direction, the development project, the development direction of the project is going to be, right? One of those questions we've got is that there is existing infrastructure in the old mine here, right? There's a shaft that goes to a kilometer deep. And so that's our own shaft. And so what does it take to rehabilitate that shaft, build that into our conception of the mining of this ore body, doing the engineering work around that, also understanding that this is going to be a mine. I mean, this isn't an exploration project at this stage. And I'll point out that with Radisson, you get a very blue chip board. There are people on the board who have built mines and operated mines. In fact, between myself, Pierre Beaudoin, our chairperson, Peter MacPhail, also ex Alamos, is on the board. We have nine mine builds on our board. Major projects. Pierre built Canada's biggest gold mine. I built Canada's most recent gold mine. Well, I started half built Canada's most recent gold mine. That was Valentine, that was acquired by Calibre, which is now Equinox. I built the last big project to be built in Quebec, which was a diamond mine, the Renard diamond mine. So there's a lot of capacity on this board, and we're all here because we need to see the mine. We're not here to explore and to run an exploration company. We need to see the mine. So we see the mine here, and the question is, what is the optimum development scenario for that project? And that's a question of which mill, what infrastructure, what schedule, what size, what's the best way to do it? So those questions are all right in front of us right now. And that's a lot of the back room work that's going on in the company right now, if I can use that expression. The front room work, and which is dominating our disclosure and our news flow, is the drilling and
Is the
the
drilling.
growth of the resource and all of the excitement around that.
Yeah, fantastic. Matt, you guys are going to be in Atlanta at the May 1st through 2nd Natural Resource Stock Expo. I look forward to seeing you there. And to all my viewers and listeners that are coming and are not investing, you really need to check out Radisson Mining. You've been asked about a lot. I was just in a business meeting luncheon today, and everybody, a lot of the gentlemen, the investors, asked if Radisson was coming, and I said absolutely. So you should have a full plate in front of you.
Good.
Matt, if people want to do some more due diligence, how do they do that? What's your website? What exchanges are you traded on? And what are your ticker symbols?
We're trading on the Venture Exchange in Canada. RDS is the ticker symbol. We're on over the counter in the States. The website has a lot of information, and you can call me directly as well, or you can call Christina Phelan, our IR person. Our cell phones numbers and emails are on every press release. So you'd be amazed how few people actually call me. But the number is on every press release. Radisson Mining Resources.
Yeah, fantastic. Matt, it's a pleasure really to meet you and to learn more. Again, I have traded in and out and I regret traded out. And I would absolutely love to get back in. That is not an endorsement, but do your own due diligence. But what a story. Matt, I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta.
Yep, thanks. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.